It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning. Happy, I guess, still New Year. It's still a new year. This is Bill Anderson, and our little program here is called Under Your Home with DryZone. And as Jason keeps telling me, he's going to keep coming back. So, man true to his word. Jason, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for asking. And I sort of enjoy talking about our products on the radio. And I hope our listeners are getting a little bit of education about some of our products and some of the problems they might have in their own homes.
You know, Jason, I got a call this week, and they always say, why do you wait until the end to give out your name, your website, and your phone number? Because they get so involved in listening to the commentary. The thing we're doing here. Sorry about that. I had a senior moment for a second, I guess. You know, they always forget to grab some piece of paper and a pen. So let's go ahead and give that out now. Just remind folks that we're going to repeat that a couple times throughout the show. Our phone number to my office is 888-617-0363, 888-617-0363. And I always screw it up, but it's dryzone.com/the duck. dryzone.com/the duck. And, you know, you can always reach me and Jason. We said last week, and they make our emails fairly simple. It's either Bill or Jason at dryzone.com. Not Bill or Jason, but it's Bill@dryzone.com or Jason@dryzone.com. Well, Jason, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Bill, I think today we ought to try and tell our people why our products are the best on the market and why it's an investment and why they're better than a lot of other products on the market for sale today. And let's start out with our sump pumps. I think our sump pumps are really neat. We have a selection of sump pumps available. We have a pump called a Smart Sump, which is designed especially for crawl spaces. It has a lower profile to the sump pit itself, and all of our sump pits are actually perforated around them to allow subsurface water to get into the sump before it actually gets up to the surface. And the pump we use is a pump that has a cast iron housing, and it has a steel impeller. Now, you'll see on the market for sale some pumps that have plastic housings and plastic impellers, and you're not going to get much life out of those pumps. You'll find pumps that have a very, very simple float to them, to the point where the float actually hangs up. And when the pump, when the float hangs up on your sump pump, then your sump pump's not going to kick on when necessary. Another nice thing about our sump pumps, we have sealed lids on them. So why have a sealed lid? Well, very simply, to keep the water that's in the sump pit from evaporating into the air in either your crawl space or your basement, because that's what we are trying to eliminate, is the humidity in a crawl space or a basement. In addition, the lid itself has a surface drain on it. Should you get a broken pipe or something that's going to put water on your floor, the water can get into the surface drain of the sump pump and go down and be pumped out. The other nice thing about our units is that we have an alarm on the lid also. And should something happen in the way of a broken pipe or, heaven forbid, a broken sewer line, and it dumps a lot of water in your crawl space or your basement, once this water gets to the lid of the sump pump, it will set this alarm off to know that you have a problem with your pump itself. The other nice thing is, I said we have a variety of pumps available. We can actually put multiple pumps in a single sump container. And what we do there is we set at the lowest level a 1/3 horsepower sump pump, and set a few inches higher is a 1/2 horsepower pump. And we can even install in the same sump a battery backup should your electric go off, and the battery backup pump will pump up to 1,100 gallons of water. I'm sorry, 11,000 gallons of water on one battery charge.
Yeah, that's even bigger than a swimming pool, really. I mean, how many gallons actually? I don't know how many it actually is, but that depends. That's a lot of gallons.
It's a lot of gallons. Depends on the size of your swimming pool, Bill.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You know.
But we have a pump set up for just about every condition that you might run into. Bill, you want to elaborate a little bit on some of these pumps?
Yeah, let's actually get in on the mechanics of because all the pumps share a certain type of brand name, okay? The actual sump pump itself, the actual mechanical part of it. And those are actually, we use what's called a Zoller sump pump, Z-O-L-L-E-R. Zoller is actually made in Louisville, Kentucky. They haven't really changed their design much in 80 years. So it's this great big cast iron sump pump.
Made in the USA.
In the USA, yeah. What else is made in the USA? So, and matter of fact, a lot of our most, not just a lot, but most of our things that we install are a product that's made in the USA, installed by American. What a wonderful concept, Jason. So, like I said, going back to Zoller pumps, they're, you know, whether it's the third horsepower, and don't let all pumps fool you, because I've seen some pumps out there that you can get from the box stores that says they're like, you know, 50 horsepower sump pump, you know, and it sounds all great, but the impeller, number one, is this little teeny tiny plastic fan, then it's just this little teeny tiny plastic fan spinning. How much water is that really going to move? You know, you could actually stick your finger in there and stop it. With ours, if you stick your finger inside our impellers, we're going to make sausage. So when we talk about the pumps, there's a lot of things you got to look for, because all pumps, I am telling you now, are not created equal. So great big cast iron pumps, and it has an epoxy coating on it. And the reason why they use epoxy coating is for the salinity in the water, because stainless steel sump pumps in salt water will pit and rust just like everything else. This epoxy actually protects the metal. So don't let these great big stainless steel sump pumps fool you, because there's a lot of salinity in the water down here. I mean, this is, we're a salty water kind of folk down here. So the motor itself is actually encased in oil. And that's real important, because if the sump ever gets turned on and it can't shut off for some reason, then we don't have to worry about it burning up. Because with plastic, plastic's just going to melt when it gets too hot. And if everything inside it's plastic, then really at the end of the day, you have a potential for some fire hazards. I'm not saying you're going to have a fire, but like I said, at least the pot, because water in really hot things when plastic's melting doesn't make a good combination. There's just nothing good that's going to come from that scenario. Well, we have this sealed up container, and like I said, it has the oil in it, and you know, it has the great big impeller. And when you look at the actual pump curve, which is how they measure the flow and everything else in a sump pump, it actually talks to you about at an 8-foot head, or you know, being discharged at 8 feet high, can discharge up to a third horsepower, can actually discharge up to 2,300 gallons an hour, you know, and that's an inch and a half pipe. Layman's terms is that's a fire hose. I mean, that's pumping out water like a fire hose. And anybody who's ever seen a sump pump line break underneath the house or even outside, because we, you know, we always test our sump pumps and show our employees, that's part of our testing, is we'll stick a great big barrel of water and we put the sump pump in it and we keep adding lengths of pipe to see how far it'll go up. So these guys will understand that, you know, for every elbow, and most folks don't know this, Jason, for every elbow that you put on a discharge pipe, you lose 5 feet ahead. So if you're snaking it around a whole bunch of weird things inside your crawl space or your basement, you're losing pressure because you're having some restriction. And those are things that we actually, you know, we take into account. Our guys, our installers, our foremen understand that the more restriction they put on a pipe, the less effective your pump is going to be. So we go with that acronym, you know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. They look at the situation, they look at the home, and they say, okay, this is what makes the best sense. This is what's going to make your home the most effective, or your solution the most effective.
The other thing that we do that we have found a lot of other people do not do is where we have a third and a half horsepower sump pump in the same pit, we have a separate discharge line to the outside for each pump. And the reason for doing this is if you try to bring both of those pump lines into the same discharge line, which is usually only about an inch and a half, and both of them are kicking on at the same time for the reason you're getting a lot of water in your base crawl space, then you're restricting the flow that pump is able to put out. So we put a separate discharge line in for each of the electric pumps. Now, in addition to that, each of these discharge lines is going to have a check valve, which is set fairly close to the pump. Now, what this does, when that pump kicks off, it prevents the water that's in that discharge line from running back down into the sump and causing the pump to keep kicking on over and over again. Our position there is to prevent that water that's in the discharge line from returning to the sump. And this is important because if it's not done properly, your sump pump is going to be kicking on more than necessary.
Yeah, the term's actually called short cycling. And what that does is reduces the life of the pump. When you just mentioned, you know, I always talk about chucking a truck, right? And that's my favorite saying now, I guess. But, you know, you'd be surprised how many times we walk into a house where we just got behind chucking a truck and he would take, you know, these 2-inch-and-a-half discharge lines, merge it. A lot of times he just runs it into the sewer, which is a huge no-no, you know. Any way you look at it, that's bad because if what's Murphy's Law, right? Murphy's Law says that if it can, it will happen at the worst possible time. So you're going to have both sump pumps running into your sewer while you flush the toilet, have the dishwasher and the washing machine going. And that's going to basically pressurize that thing that's not supposed to be pressurized. And pop goes the weasel. And the last thing I ever, ever want to have happen in my house, Jason, is a sewer leak. So, I mean, that's, you know, there's nothing good going to happen from a sewer leak. So let's just avoid that mess, literally, right from the beginning. And let's take, you know, an inch and a half column of water and direct that outside. Because if you have 2.5 inch columns of water into one pipe, you've overloaded the pipe, or you've made one pump not work effectively, or both pumps not work effectively. So it just doesn't make sense, but it's just an easier way to do it, and that's the reason why chucking a truck charges you a lot less, because it's a lot easier to do it. Doesn't make it right, just mean it was easier for him to do it.
The other thing we do with our sump pump discharge lines is that once we exit the house, we install a product called an ice guard, and this product was developed by the owner of the basement systems company for a specific purpose. Sometimes that discharge line will become frozen in the wintertime or clogged for one reason or another, and the water cannot escape, and it puts back pressure on your pump. Well, this ice guard is designed so that it allows the water to escape should the line be plugged from there onto the pop-up for some reason, so that you never have a problem with a back pressure on your pump because the water cannot escape. Now, the other thing we do, once this line exits the house and goes into the ice guard, it converts to a 4-inch line, and this is taken underground, run away from your house, and depending on the grade of the lot, one of two different products is used to go on the end of this line. If there's quite a slope going away from the house, we use a product which allows the water to come out right on the surface, and it's slotted. It's a landscape outlet. But if the grade is fairly level, we use what's called a pop-up. And the 4-inch pipe goes into this pop-up, and once the sump pump kicks on, it causes a little 1.5-inch diameter lid to pop up, which allows the water to escape. So we have products for any type of installation that's required.
Well, Jason, listen, in a few seconds, we're going to have to take a break here. We got to let the advertisers have their time. And I do want to give out that number. Tim asked me to do that last week. So at every break, we're going to talk about our number to make sure everybody has it. It's 888-617-0363, 888-617-0363, and you can still reach us online at dryzone.com/theduck, and there's a whole world of information on our website, Jason. You know, we're trying to go in the running for an award this year just on our website. You know, how well it's actually built, maintained, and the actual team. And we have like 30 people who work on our website continuously. So we definitely always have up-to-date content. As a matter of fact, we're on our website now. You know, the folks who do our website, they've actually put this radio show, or on all the radio shows, on our website. It's under About Us right now. There's actually going to be a link on it. So you'll actually be able to listen to some of the shows that you've missed. You just have to go on, you know, dryzone.com/the duck to investigate it a little bit further. So Jason, like right before the break, I would like to talk to you about what we're going to talk to folks about next, if that's okay, so that way they can get, you know, some pens and papers ready and everything to write down some notes. I think we're going to talk about some of our other products, you know, whether it's Clean Space or TBF or the different foundation products, and really, why are they worth the investment? Because, you know, we're going to be a little bit more expensive than chucking a truck. And why is that? And how can we justify the expense, and why homeowners need to justify that expense in their head? Because it's not a $20 solution. I've had homeowners that have told me that other companies have actually asked to have the payment made in the other company's personal name. You know, I mean, I was floored when I heard that. When you hear that, that's just a credibility issue. Well, once again, folks, like I said, we're getting ready to go on break here, so we'll see you in just a second. But our number is 888-617-0363, dryzone.com/the duck, and we'll be right back.
Your home is your biggest investment and provides warmth and shelter for you and your family. Now is the time to prepare your home for the winter weather that is just around the corner. Do you have a wet basement, water in your crawl space, or cracks in your foundation? Dry Zone provides waterproofing and crawl space encapsulation products and services all over Delaware and the eastern shore of Maryland. Call Dry Zone at 888-617-0360 for a free inspection and estimate, or log on at dryzone.com/the duck. Dry Zone will keep you ahead of the storm. Call 888-617-0360.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is Account Executive Kirsten Sturmer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost-effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
All right, well, Jason, we are back. So we promised the listeners some numbers once again, and that's 888-617-0363, dryzone.com/deduct. And we promised that we were going to talk about CleanSpace. We talked about what CleanSpace was before, but why is it better than the stuff that people buy online?
Our CleanSpace is a product that has been developed especially for crawl spaces. Unlike a lot of other products, it's much heavier. It's 20 mils in thickness. It's made up of 7 plies of material, and it's reinforced. This product is almost like the liner of a swimming pool. It is a very heavy material, and it's heavy for a reason, because once we put this in your crawl space, we're going to guarantee it for 25 years. Hey, that's a lifetime guarantee, according to a lot of states. And this CleanSpace material is put down on in your crawl space, and it comes in rolls. And where these laps are, because one roll is not sufficiently wide enough to cover your entire crawl space, so where they lap, we have a special tape which seals the seam together and is carried across to your crawl space walls and actually up the walls to within 3 inches of the top of your block. And Bill, you want to pick up and tell us a little bit about the microbial layer that's in this material?
Yeah, what it is that's called actually UltraFresh. Now, UltraFresh is what we actually put in our automobiles. So in our cars, during the summertime, we've all seen our dashboard sweat, right? We turn on the air conditioner. It's super hot outside. The whole dashboard just gets condensation all over it. And once again, if you have an organic material, which is dust, and you have water, there's mold spores in the air, that perfect storm that everybody talks about as far as mold. So this UltraFresh that we have in our cars actually stops the mold and the mildews from growing inside our cars. Exact same stuff that they build right into CleanSpace. There's UV materials that are built into the CleanSpace. And a lot of times folks have asked, well, who really cares about UV protection in a crawl space because it's dark? Well, when you talk about how protective we really are of everything that we do and why it makes sense and why it's worth the investment is that when these things are manufactured in the light, it's stored in the light, it's transported to my shop, it sits in my shop that's in the light, we take it to a person's house and, you know, we have to unroll it outside, so the light's constantly affecting it. So when we put it in your crawl space, this liner was protected from birth. So there's no degradation of this stuff when we put it in there. Like Jason said earlier, you know, we talked about the acids in the soil, and that acid is what makes a lot of that 6 mil plastic brittle. Well, it just doesn't happen with CleanSpace. It's like saying, okay, you know what, I can put a tarp on my roof. That'll pretty much keep the rain out for a while, but eventually it's just going to break down. We put shingles on our roof for a reason. If that's true, then we should be putting CleanSpace in our house for a reason. It has the guarantee. It has the warranty. And that means that basically the company that installs it has been trained. We are the largest waterproofer on the shore. We've been doing this for a very long time, and there's nobody, and I can prove that we're the largest waterproofer on the shore. I'll sit down with you, and I'll sit down with your other contractor, and I can prove that we're larger than they are. And not just larger because we're larger and we do more homes, but we're larger because we're better. And I can show you every one of my guys' trainings. You know, you go to Walmart and you see all these little certificates on the wall when you have your oil done. Well, you know what? I appreciate that as a consumer, because if you went to Bob's garage down the road, and Bob may do a very good job, but it's normally what happens is Bob does a good job, his son not so much. His son does very little, right? I mean, that's the reason why businesses normally fail, especially long businesses. You know, how many times have we said, oh, when the old man had the company, it was great. Well, when my little girl hopefully takes over our company, when I'm ready to retire, I don't want to see that quality suffer. And that's the reason why we train. And, you know, my daughter, who's 11 years old, she understands how to fix a crawl space at 11. It's funny because she's the only 11-year-old little girl I know that can mix a crawl space. You know, normally they're like, oh, it's gross. But, you know, she, other than spiders, she's got crawl spaces and basements down, Jason. It's funny watching her down there.
We're going to hit a few other products, and our time is limited today, so we better get moving along. We have another product line called TBF, and TBF stands for Total Basement Finishing Products. Wow, I was really amazed the first time I saw these products. You know, we've been used to seeing basements that are finished with wood studs and sheetrock and wood moldings. Well, the product line that we have is made out of totally inorganic material. An inorganic material will not support mold or mildew like wood and sheetrock will. And these products have been specifically designed for below-grade use. We have wall panels, we have moldings, we have ceiling tiles, floor coverings, and would you believe that the wall panels are guaranteed for 50 years?
I know we said it before, but Sean, the gentleman who does a lot of our home shows, this guy is 19 years old. And by the time he's 50, or I'm sorry, by the time he's 70, that's when the warranties end. I hope to be alive when my warranties end right now. You know, I'll be 87 years old when the warranties that we install right now end, you know, so it's going to be up to my daughter, hopefully, I'm assuming by then. I'm hoping I'm still not running our company at 87 to make sure that, you know, all these warranties are still intact and everything. We had Burton here a few weeks back, and he definitely spearheads our TBF division. It's amazing watching these go up. We have a house going on down in up near Wilmington, and the homeowner, we walked in, it was like 2.5 weeks later, and now granted, this wasn't a great big weird house. It was like 1,200 square feet. It was one big room plus a bathroom. We were done in like 2.5 weeks. And it was amazing that walls were up, the floors were up, the bathroom was in, the floor, you know, everything was done. HVAC, everything. These folks were living in it before Christmas. How wow was that? We started a job right there after Thanksgiving, and these people were moved in. We had our CO before Christmas. What a great Christmas present for somebody, Jace. It awestruck me sometimes what our guys are able to do in such a short time. And these products that we use, like Jason said, they're designed to be down there. How heart-wrenching would it be if you spend 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80,000 on a basement and it rains next week, rains hard next week, and then we get snow, and we're going to say that dreaded four-letter word, snow, right? How disheartening can it be to see a foot of water down in the basement, and then you see mold growing all over sheetrock? It's not even just sheetrock, because, you know, you have these companies that come in, and they try to dry up your home in an emergency. Well, Jason, what do they normally remove?
They're removing the sheetrock at least 2 feet up, and they're having to put fans in to dry it out, and they're having to spray the areas. But, you know, with the products that we're selling, don't have to worry about that. They're impervious to water. Water's not going to hurt them. You can dry up that basement and not have to worry about treating any of it for mold or mildew.
Sad part is they're taking out 2 feet of the sheetrock. What are they doing with the wood? Last time I checked, wood was just as organic as paper. Well, let's face it, that's part of paper. They're leaving the wood behind, and they're saying, well, your wood will be fine, but your paper's got to go, because that's the easiest thing to remove, right? Nobody wants to, if you had to take down your sheetrock and then you had to take down the wood, nobody wants to do that, right? Everybody's like, well, I don't know. So they do the easiest thing they can. They say, well, let's just dry it up the best we can, and we're going to put some fans down here. Well, really, what do fans do, Jason? It just moves wet air anyway. There are some companies out there that are fairly sophisticated, and, you know, there are some SurPros out there, especially the one in Georgetown that I really like. They at least go in there, and they try to tackle that project right. And I hate when I walk in there, and they're like, well, how come you got to take out the studs? Because we actually have to take out the studs to put in our, I hate the word French drain, but our French drains, you know, our water guard. We talked to them about putting back our Everlast wall restoration system, which, you know, normally when it floods and you don't have the budget to go ahead and fully TBF this thing off, we can go in there and put 32-inch walls in that are still totally inorganic. So even if it does flood again, the things that are down there still aren't going to get ruined if you use, you know, everything 32 inches down is inorganic. So, you know, it's steel studs, it's the TBF wall. It's, you know, our different floorings that we use. And so at least if you do have an emergency, everything's not going to at least get ruined. Jason, how many times? I mean, it's been raining and snowing. Every time it rains, it seems like the office, the girls in the office go into panic mode because all, and I think we have like 50-some lines coming into the office. I quit paying attention to those reports, but I think we have like 50 lines that'll come into the office, and they all just light up at once, you know, and they're scrambling trying to get all of our designers out there, and it's amazing how many people have this issue. It seems like a very uncommon problem. Who hears about it, Jason? I know last summer, you know, some of the TV stations, they had some towns on when we really had the floods. They'd have a couple, you know, streets that were really bad or whatever, but it's amazing how many of us are in the same boat. I mean, boat literally, and I mean the pun, by the way, so pun intended. You know, how many of us are in the same boat with all this water that's coming into our basement? Everybody just, they just shake their head. You know, what do I do?
Folks, if you're thinking about finishing your basement, if it's unfinished at the present time, give us a call first. Let us come over and show you how to waterproof it and also show you our TBF products. It would be well worth your time to let us introduce you to these products because, as Bill says, they're inorganic, water's not going to hurt them, and Let's say that you finished your basement with standard old wood studs and sheetrock, and you had a water issue, and the sheetrock had to be removed, the studs had to be removed, and then been replaced. You've probably spent enough money right there to put our waterproofing system in your basement, let alone the TBF products that are made out of inorganic materials.
We don't normally just do it once. When we have a problem, we don't fix the wood on your roof if you have a leaky roof, right? You don't just take off the shingles, put the roof in, or the, you know, the wooden sheathing in, and then put the same shingles back. I mean, that just wouldn't make any sense. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of what you're doing when you come in there and repair the damage in a leaky basement. Corrugated pipe has its uses. It's not a waterproofing system. It's what we use in the roads. It's how we get our gutters away from our house when, you know, we want it above grade. It's not what you use to waterproof your basements. I can't stress enough that there's some engineering behind our products. Whether it's all these things, or we have a couple more minutes here this morning, you know, about our foundation product. Everything we use with our foundation products is engineered, you know, whether it's our helical piles, which basically is like a great big screw that we screw into the ground and we use to help hold a lighter structure up, like a chimney, because chimneys all the time fall off their off the houses a little bit, and we just keep caulking it up until it falls down, and, or we replace it, or we use our push piers when, you know, we have these great big cracks in our foundation. It doesn't need to be a big crack. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but it doesn't need to be a big crack for it to be a problem, you know? It's just we wait until it's a big crack before we do something.
That's correct, Bill. People need to address these foundation issues before they become a big problem. And, you know, there's a number of things that a homeowner can keep an eye out on. One of the things is evidence of cracking in your foundation. And if you have a basement, keep an eye out for horizontal cracks, vertical cracks, and stair step cracks, because these can all be an issue or a sign that you've got a foundation issue. Another thing is sticking doors and sticking windows in your living area. This could be a sign that you have some settlement issues in your foundation, and we can correct these. And it's best to correct them before they become a big problem, because then it's more costly to correct them.
You know, Jason, one of the biggest problems I've seen lately, and I just had a homeowner named David. He's down in Lewis. We did his crawl space, and he said, Billy, listen, you were kind of talking to me, and he said, I actually asked your guys. I plan on putting some granite countertops in. What's this going to do to the structure of my house? And I'm like, you know, well, David, listen, you got to understand. Your house was never designed to carry the load of a granite countertop. It wasn't. I mean, it was designed to carry the live load that it has, not a whole bunch of extra weight. So he said, well, what do we do? And, you know, we pulled out our load calculator, and we came up with a very inexpensive solution for him. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it was cheaper than the countertop was, because we did it beforehand. We thought about it. You know, we fixed it before it became an issue. So, you know, if we can leave you with anything today, is fix it while it's small, because it costs a lot when it's big. It doesn't cost a lot to fix a little teeny tiny thing, but it takes a whole lot of money to fix a really bad problem. So, well, Jason, this clock on the wall is telling me we're about ready to get out of here. So why don't we give out some numbers and let these folks know how to get a hold of us? And
okay, Bill. Well, it's good to have been here with you again today, but our listeners can reach us at 888-617-0363, 888-617-0363, or at dryzone.com/theduct, dryzone.com/theduct. Also, you can email Bill at bill@dryzone.com or jason@dryzone.com. We look forward to being with you again next week.
All right. Well, Jason, like I said, I always appreciate you being here, because I don't know how I do it without you. So once again, I do appreciate it. And folks, we appreciate you listening and appreciate you supporting us. And, you know, we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduct.